Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. One person is dead, another taken to a hospital in serious condition after a traffic accident on I-235 early this morning in South Wichita. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, it happened in the southbound lanes of I-235 around 2:15 a.m. near MacArthur. Car struck a bridge wall and went sideways and was struck by a van. A 29-year-old man driving the car was thrown from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A 30-year-old woman was driving the van. She was injured and taken to a hospital. I-235 was closed and southbound at Seneca was for several hours while the KHP investigated the accident.
The Senate votes today on a resolution blocking President Trump's national emergency declaration.
Republican senators are running into an awkward vote. They're voting on either trying to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency or standing with the president. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says he stands with Mr. Trump, but understands lawmakers being upset about the president going around Congress.
They have legitimate concerns. My response to that is, okay, your concerns are well placed, but the cow is out the barn. Congress, over a 25-year period, has given the executive branch this authority.
President Trump issued this warning to Republicans ahead of a Senate vote.
I think anybody going against border security, drug trafficking, human trafficking, that's a bad vote.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Lindy Brain in the Wichita area in recent days. City's Director for Public Works and Utilities, Alan King, says that means there are some streets carrying more water than usual.
That's putting a stress on our drainage systems, particularly with a lot of grounds being still fairly impervious with the freezing and what have you that had gone on. So there's no surprise that we're finding some localized places where water is standing on the roads. We consider this to be what's nuisance flooding.
City road crews have been going through town making sure all the drainage inlets are clear for water going into the stormwater system. Sometimes those inlets get clogged with leaves, trash, and other debris.
Dr. John Bardo is being remembered for his vision for Wichita State University. Bardo died Tuesday at the age of 70 after treatment for a chronic lung condition. In January of 2018, Bardo talked with KNSS News about one of his major goals.
We want to increase enrollment, and largely because of the role the university plays in the metropolitan area. And what you see is when you can get universities to be larger than 20,000 headcount, that they can have a bigger impact on the area they serve. So we've been experimenting with a lot of ways of trying to increase enrollment, not just any one headcount, but thinking differently about what's possible.
Bardo commented during the issue's 2018 public affairs program on KNSS. He had been at WSU as president since 2012.
A Northeast Kansas hospital run by an embattled health management company has shut down operations after struggling for months without enough funds to pay its employees or buy medication and food for patients.
The city of Horton's only medical provider, Horton Community Hospital, closed on Tuesday. Residents will now have to travel 12 miles to Hiawatha for medical care. The hospital's chief of staff, Dr. Richard Brown, said the closure didn't come as a surprise. Hospital staff said they had to negotiate with city officials to keep the lights on at the hospital, which faced mounting overdue bills. The hospital was transferred to iHealthcare after being managed by Empower HMS, which is associated with other Kansas hospitals that have struggled to pay their bills. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
California's governor says he cannot attach his name to hundreds of executions, so he's putting a moratorium on the death penalty in the state.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the possibility of executing someone who is innocent is too great, and he can't do it.
Since 78 in this country, 164 people have been exonerated from death row, five now in California.
He says he spoke with victims before making the decision and got mixed reactions. Michelle Hennessy with the LA Association of Deputy District Attorneys says she talked to them as well.
The victims are distressed and heartbroken, and prosecutors are indignant that the verdicts handed out by jurors from our communities are being completely disregarded.
She notes Californians have previously voted to keep the death penalty, but Newsom says those Californians also voted for him. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
8:34 now, Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will be windy and cooler in Wichita today with widespread clouds, a few afternoon scattered showers. Our high 45 with strong winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour from the northwest. Tonight we see a break in the clouds as drier air moves in. Our low a chilly 29, sunny and 48 for the high tomorrow. For the weekend, Saturday's high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 39 degrees. We have a west wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, the blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yes, we'll start out what's new on television.
I'm Michelle Polino. Jada Pinkett Smith's groundbreaking series Red Table Talk is set to return to Facebook Watch in May with more than 20 new episodes. Deathstroke joins the Titans, the first original programming franchise for the DC Universe streaming service, with actor Isai Morales portraying the fan favorite assassin and arch enemy of leader Dick Grayson. ABC has ordered revivals of Card Sharks and Press Your Luck. The game shows join the roster alongside revivals of Match Game, $100,000 Pyramid, and Celebrity Family Feud. Game of Thrones, Kit Harington, and Emma Stone have been added to the list of hosts for the latest season of Saturday Night Live, joining previously announced host Sandra Oh, set to take the stage March 30th with musical guest Tame Impala. Harrington will have Sarah Bareilles as a musical guest April 6th, while K-pop boy band sensation BTS will make its musical guest debut on Stone's April 13th episode. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
There's another new Broadway musical. I think Rodgers and Hammerstein might roll over in their graves.
The songs of Britney Spears will be featured in Once Upon a One More Time, which is a musical comedy that will have 23 different songs from Britney's catalog. The show's writer, John Hartmere, told the New York Times that the musical is said to have a humorous take on classic Disney characters. For example, Cinderella is having an existential crisis, or the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But in the play, they have found the eighth dwarf and tell his story. The show will open on November 13th and have a limited run through December 1st on Broadway. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
Telling me there was an eighth dwarf that I never knew about?
Oh, baby, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Look forward to that.
Fascinating.
Actress Lori Loughlin's daughter caught up in the college bribery scandal.
Full House star Lori Loughlin's youngest daughter, Olivia Jade, a freshman at the University of Southern California, has deactivated Instagram comments amid backlash over her mother's indictment. The 19-year-old's mother and father, Massimo Giannulli, part of 50 people accused of taking part in a nationwide scheme to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to get their kids into top colleges. Jade also facing heat for previously saying she doesn't really care about school, a comment she apologized for. Loughlin faces charges of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Giannulli arrested on these same charges and posted bail. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
One of the members of Pink Floyd once worked with Jimi Hendrix.
Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour is known for many things, but you may not have known he stepped in on a really big gig as a sound man for none other than Jimi Hendrix.
Are you experienced?
In a recent interview with Prog Magazine, Gilmour recalls how he'd gone to the 1970 Isle of Wight Festival as a member of the audience, but wound up mixing the live sound for Jimi Hendrix's performance. The August event later became known as Britain's Woodstock after fans without tickets tore down the fences to get in and the crowd swelled to 600,000. The mass of people added massive tension. Gilmour said he went backstage to talk to a roadie, then ended up talking with a rep from an amplifier company who was going to mix Hendrix's sound. When the amp rep realized Gilmour had experience mixing, he asked for Gilmour to help, so he jumped in. Gilmour said he had met Hendrix before but never talked with him that day. It was the last known Hendrix performance in the UK before his death. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Let's get up close with a performer that's been around a long time. A former Tonight Show host, we'll move on, former Tonight Show host says today's landscape is, limited.
While making the media rounds to discuss his battle with high cholesterol, Jay Leno, the former king of late night, talked about the current landscape of late night television, saying it's really tough because basically everybody's doing the same subject.
I mean, Trump so dominates monologues now.
Leno says he's a joke guy, and he's not in it for the guests.
I like to hear all the jokes from Jimmy and Jimmy Kimmel and Fallon and Conan and Samantha Bee and everybody.
But nowadays, it's so much about the president, it excludes everything else.
I lived in an era when people really couldn't figure out your politics. You just tried to make fun of both sides equally. But that's a little trickier to do now.
Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And we'll check in with some of the late night funny last night. How about Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC?
Facebook and Instagram have been down since 9 o'clock this morning. You remember that scene in Back to the Future where Marty's family starts vanishing from the picture taped to the guitar? Well, when Instagram went down, same thing started happening to Kardashians today. They were... it was rough. We lost Rob, sadly, but...
And how about the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon?
Later in the show, host Chris Harrison asked point blank if Colton lost his virginity. Check out his response.
I know I've been very open and candid about my virginity, but since there are two of us now in this relationship, it's something that we're going to keep to ourselves.
This guy was on The Bachelorette and The Bachelor. He's dated 31 women on national TV for 2 years, but now he values his privacy? What?
Yeah, good
right.
point.
Yeah.
Tonight on Broadway, it's opening night. They're reviving the old musical Kiss Me, Kate.
Okay.
Opening night tonight, and the star is Kelly O'Hara, who, of course, performed right here in Wichita at Music Theater long, long ago, and she's a Broadway star now. She'll be opening tonight in Kiss Me, Kate.
How about that?
And a couple of music notes for you to wrap up. It was 70 years ago on this day that Vaughn Monroe stepped into the recording studio and recorded a song called Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Ooh.
Which became the number one song for the year 1949.
How about that?
That was 70 years ago.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to the guy that sang the song Sea of Love. Remember that old song?
Yeah.
Come with me. Sea of Love, which was a big song in the summer of 59. The guy that sang that song? Phil Phillips.
Oh, Phil Phillips.
That was his only hit.
Philip Phillips.
He's got a birthday today. Phil Phillips is 93 today. Sang that great song, Sea of Love, in the summer of 59.
All right.
That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It is a family-owned appliance repair business. They'll get you taken care of.
They will.
You've used their services,
Steve. Several times.
They'll get you fixed up. You have an appliance that needs put in, installed, or repaired, they'll get you fixed up. Call Terry or Rachel. Make an appointment at 316-409-1525. It's 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
842 now. Steve and Ted, keep it here for editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, he's going to be talking about counting heads in 2020. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.